anything that's talked about that goes to a deeper level than the person is familiar with, is used to living, is very hard to connect with, because the mind is attempting to understand what's being said at the level it's living at, which is to do with its conditioning. So to talk beyond that level of the mind, what is needed is this thing that I say over and over, not to agree, not to disagree, not to understand, but just to listen and see if you can sense, you can feel. So if you're listening to this while you're driving your car or working, doing something in the kitchen, listen to it the first time. And then the second time, go and sit somewhere and be quiet on your own and see if you can sense the possibility that something may be being said that is not easy, automatically comprehended, understood, that there is another level to what's being shared. Now what we're attempting to share is this. There is a rhythm to life, a cadence, a pulsation to life. If you look at a baby, a very young baby, in the crib, you'll see its whole body contracts and expands. Its whole body contracts and expands as it breathes, as it beats. And the whole of life is contracting and expanding. It's a no and a yes, and a no and a yes. And if you stay with this rhythm, the no and the yes cancel each other out, and it becomes a flow of life. Usually we're so self-contracted to ourselves, so much in ourselves, we don't really see what's going on out there. We don't see what's going on with other people. When we talk to them from us, to them. If you're in tune with life, you tune into the other person. It's almost as though you become them, you become one with them, wherever they are. And then what you have to say to them is in harmony with them. It won't be a negative bump. They might see it as a bump, but it's not negative. It's all part of the flow. You are getting out of the way and letting happen what needs to happen, even if you don't understand it. So the question was, just a little while ago, is how about I got married? I think I got married 3 times altogether. The first marriage was, this is what we do. A very exceptionally beautiful woman, very lovely, all heart, very unusual woman. And this is what we do. We get a job, we get married, we have a house, and I got a no at the end, absolutely. No to children. Absolutely. And that wasn't my no. That was a no. And I rationalized it by saying, I am not handling my life. I am in turmoil in my life. How can I possibly be there for another being? On top of my life, I said no. Then, as often happened over and over in my life, came, this is finished, this is over, this is flatlined. What's the next movement? And the next movement was, to go to somewhere in the world to be available to help other people. Social welfare work. So that means letting go of the marriage, letting go of the house, letting go of the job, and all as smoothly as possible, finding suitable partner for my wife, moving her into a new place, flowing, everything flowing. So this flow, and then meeting Claire, and then us being together, and then her really wanting to get married. Just absolutely not in my reality. And it was in her reality, and I was connected with that. And instead of a huge no, there was a okay. And that's what happened with the children as well. Although I made it clear, these are not my children. I am not capable of having children and being there for them when I can't even be here with myself. Claire said, I take care of the children. It didn't work out that way. That's what it was. Now, this is what I'm trying to explain. If you're really present, if you're unconditional, a yes and a no will happen to you. And if it's a no, it's a yes. It's a yes to this is a no. But it's not personal. It's not a reaction. It's not a contraction. It's not an againstness. It's not a reaction. It is, this is not appropriate. All other times, it's a flow with, so this is happening, so this is happening, so this is happening. Oh, this isn't happening. I think what I'm trying to share now is you've got to disconnect from the focus, the contraction, the self-centeredness you have about you, that it's all about you. It's not. It is about you in rhythm with everything, because you are everything, but that's something else. It's a matter of being, yes, this is how I see things, and what's the bigger picture? That's right. What's the bigger picture? The obvious seems this, but you'll find there's a contraction to that. You take a breath and let it out. Now, what's the bigger picture that includes the other? Now, with Mavis, my first wife, it was a no to children and yes to a dog. Oh, such a wonderful dog, Candy. Oh, what a being. It was just a privilege to be in her life. No to children, yes to Candy. Then, yes to marriage. Who'd have thought it? Yes to marriage. Yes to children. But all, yes. Yes, but a conscious yes, a presence yes, that includes this person we call Paul, but it also includes the other person in my life, the other people in my life. This is not just about me. But the funny thing is, you see, when you see that it's not just about you, it's all about you. When you see that it's not focused on you, but you are included, you'll find everything's included for you, and you'll find everything starts to happen for you. Just like magic, things come into your life just when needed. And if you will let it, they will go out of your life as well, when it's no longer appropriate, when it's done its job. And the big thing there is not to hold. Yes, it's wonderful when you get there, wonderful. Be there, enjoy being there, but don't hold it, because as soon as you start to hold it, it'll atrophy, it'll start to die, it'll start to stink. It's a stepping stone. You don't need to take it with you. It's to get you where you are, Be there for as long as is appropriate, but keep listening for what's next. So it's a matter of always tuning in. If you do that solely with the mind, you'll stay in a circle. You'll be stuck. You'll be miserable. If you open up and listen and feel and sense, you'll find you're shimmering, you're vibrating. And anything that you need to hear, you'll hear it, but you don't hear it in the brain. You hear it in the belly, in the solar plexus. It'll vibrate. You know, people say, oh, I've got butterflies in my stomach. That's right. That stomach has a whole brain of its own. It's a life of its own. It's a person of its own. And that's where the information comes in. That's your connection. And then it moves to the heart. And it develops in the heart into a feeling. It comes to the belly in a abstract form, a package. It comes to the heart and it's opened. And then the game is to be very careful, because the mind's going to interpret that. That's what it needs to do. That's its job. It needs to make things practical. But you need to do it listening in a new way, not the old way, in a new way. What's it saying? It's saying getting married? That's a surprise. Be with it. It's saying leave this marriage. Oh, leave the marriage. Listen. 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 Feel. Sense. And allow. And then you'll be in tune. You'll be flowing. You'll be moving. If you go faster than the river, there's a pressure on you all the time. You're bumped. If you try to hold back, the river's banging you and pushing you. Go at exactly the speed of life. And you don't feel resistance. What do you feel? The unexplainable. Ecstasy. Delight. Love. Caring. Being cared for, one with.